Olympic news now. When competition resumed in Turin earlier today, here's how things stood in the national medal summary. Germany in the lead with a total of 21, followed by the U.S. and Norway with 18 each, and then Russia, Canada, Italy, and Switzerland. Things may look better for this country tomorrow. American figure skater Sasha Cohen is in the lead for the gold.
Of course, in a series of contests supposedly devoted to athletic purity, tracking winners by nationality bears more than a slight whiff of chauvinism. But the newspapers and the TV networks do it, and yes, NPR too. And if you are among those feeling a little diminished by U.S. totals so far, modest as measured against expectations, well, NPR's Mike Pesca notes another country not even close to the U.S. total, despite what Mike considers certain natural advantages for winter games.
Iceland, a land of ice. Where we in America have cobblestone or wheat fields, asphalt or plains, in Iceland, they have ice. Sheets and sheets of ice. Cold to the touch, hard and unforgiving. I assume. I'm just going by the name Iceland. It is a strong branding message. And yet the people of Iceland, the Icemen, have no more taken advantage of their tundral underfoot than the people of Finland have learned to capitalize on their dorsal protrusions to achieve water sport dominance. Iceland, though a land of ice, has zero medals in these Olympic Games. They have never won a medal in any Winter Olympics. Think of that. The following Olympic events take place on the ice. Ice dancing, ice skating, men's, women's, and pairs, ice hockey, men's and women's, speed skating, short track and long track, men's and women's, too many distances to name, except to emphasize once more the iciness involved. And yet those who hail from the land of hail, which hits the ground and turns to ice, cannot take advantage of their natural terrain. It's as if the people of Pompeii or Kilauea refused to participate in the Lava Olympics, or if the citizens of Pluto boycotted the methane games. Now, you might say Iceland has only 250,000 people. It's unfair to compare it to the U.S., or even to compare it to Louisville. But in Louisville, ice time is a precious commodity at the local rink. The girls have to show up at 6 a.m., and the teenage boys play hockey games that don't end until midnight. But in Iceland, the land of ice, there are only 3 people per square kilometer. And whereas I, as an American, have no idea how big a square kilometer is, on the internet they said it was like 250 acres. And all those acres are ice. Ice time in Iceland, all the time is ice time. So to the Icelanders, I have 2 words. Madi Jalodarzada. Mr. Jalodarzada competed in track in the Sydney Summer Games. He lost. But you know what? At least he tried. And this athlete was, my Icelandic friends, from a very interesting place. That's right. The man who panted and sweated his way to a did not qualify was from a country called Iran. He ran for Iran. Fine. Iran. Whatever. The point is Iceland, full of ice. Let's show a little moxie, people. And I don't mean by ordering your vodka on the rocks.
NPR's Mike Pesca, a frequent contributing writer to this program, though in this case, not one especially well-informed. Iceland, despite its northerly latitude, actually experiences fairly mild weather.
Mike, the island of Iceland is in the flow of the Gulf Stream. Temperatures in the capital, Reykjavik, were around 50 this week. It was colder in the other, much larger, well-known island located to the west, much colder.
In Greenland.